This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, for all of those that have been led to believe by the media that they decry as a bunch of liars, okay, for all of those that decry the media as nothing short of a bunch of propagandists and useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, well, I want to let you know that you're right. But if you believe for some reason or another that this student-led protest is grassroots, you want to think again. CIA-controlled media, school principals orchestrate walkout. And how couldn't they, working with the NEA? Been there, have the hat, have the T-shirt. But what's interesting about that is we have some recording from a parent concerning the principal's directives over the school's PA system. I'm going to play that for you in just a little bit. It's audio from the principal giving directives in an unlawful fashion. And I want to show you again, because I'm going to put this in a positive, what happens when one or two actually understands and knows their rights that have been given unto them by God. What happens when they stand up against a multitude? It doesn't matter. It's just like King David in Psalm 27. He stood against thousands and tens of thousands, but he trusted God. Well, folks, again, just to show you that we are a constitutional republic, what happens when a parent stands up against the whole school system in Virginia and calls out the principal for who she is and what she's advocating and showing them the law? It's amazing how they continuously backpedal and how fast they do it once they realize people aren't going to take their lawlessness. So instead of giving service over and empowering the enemy at their ever giving turn concerning their media propaganda along with the CIA-controlled media, it's interesting when you stand up, what happens, friends, you stop them in their tracks. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit here. I'm going to play some audio from the school principal inside recording from a parent that the principal had no idea that she was being recorded. And again, friends, the only thing that principal is doing right now in Virginia is backtracking. And this is going to be a broad brush because across the country, America, you need to understand that this was not school or student orchestrated. This is all the CIA media in cahoots with school principals that orchestrated this walkout. And I also want to give you a little encouragement, if you don't mind, because what I'm highlighting in just a bit here, I'm giving you too much salt is what I'm doing, but I want to just put a little more salt on your tongue. I want to show you, only to prove and validate and reinforce the points that I continuously make on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here by yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, that folks, I want you to listen to the numbers, because last week we talked about doing the math and how the media is trying to belittle gun owners and how gun owners are a small minority in this country. Well, keep in mind, there's 325.7 million people in this country, and there's 270 million guns in this country. Folks, if what they said was true, we wouldn't be free, and we would not have received the mercy of God to do the right thing today. Let me tell you it that way. But what's interesting, friends, is concerning this school that did this walkout that you were led to believe by, again, the CIA-controlled media, that it's a grassroots student-led protest. I want you to listen to how many students were actually grassroots and starting and advocating these school walkouts. In this particular school, there are 700 students. Okay, just in the middle school. There were 700 students just in the middle school. Okay, you know how many actual protesters concerning those that were protesting our Second Amendment? It sounds like the Supreme Court, doesn't it, friends? Actually calling the Constitution of the United States of America unconstitutional. Just think about it now. Indoctrinators. In this country, proselytizers that you call teachers in this country are now teaching young students rather than to know their Bill of Rights and to know the Constitution in which hundreds and thousands fought, bled, and died to give them. They're actually protesting, they're unarming and disarming and disrobing themselves before their up-and-coming masters who are attempting to enslave them through indoctrination. But to say that, to say this, out of 700 students, I'm dragging this out on purpose, out of 700 students in the middle school alone, you know how many were actual protesters? You're not going to believe this. But friends, you know, another point I wanted to make too. Yes, and I am doing this on purpose. Isn't it interesting that you didn't hear a word about the students across America that were actually walking out of school in support of the Second Amendment? How come you didn't hear about that? Because they didn't want you to hear about it. They want to belittle you, remember? Remember, you're the minority, you gun owners. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Okay, enough is enough, Bradley. The 700 students who walked out of the middle school, first of all, they were encouraged to do so. And that is unconstitutional, just so you know. That's illegal. The teachers were advocating this. The media was right there to pick it up. Okay? What they did is they highlighted the protest. And of course, just like Randolph Hearst said, William Randolph Hearst, he said, you know what, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. Just give me a group of 20 kids that are in protest of the Second Amendment, and I'll put it on the front page of the papers all across America, and everybody will believe that the students are completely stupid and dummy down and completely indoctrinated, and they want to rid our Second Amendment. Right? That's what they do. And again, remember the tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. America, every dictatorship rides and gains victory over the deceived. You're being lied to. Okay, just ask propagandist, none other than Joseph Goebbels. But here it is. This is what we've been waiting for. Out of the 700 students who walked out of the middle school, keep in mind they were encouraged to do so, 40 of them were actual protesters. You know how I share with you that less than 1.7% of the population in this country, friends, are being used to destroy the rest of you? When is it that you're going to take heed? Because I noticed that little by little by little by little, the Christians, the patriots, and what they call themselves as conservatives across the country, I know without a shadow of a doubt, are tuning into the sonsoflibertyradio.com for a reason, because they see that we're ahead of the game 5 and 10 years of time. We're going to get right back to this in a minute.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're just sharing with you some of the highlights as to what we're going to be talking about during next segment. Grassroots student-led protest, question mark, think again. CIA-controlled media in school principals orchestrate walkout. A parent actually recorded the principal's directives in Virginia alone. And I'm going to highlight that in just a couple moments. I'm also going to play you some of the audio. We're going to have to turn that up down there, GCN, too. Just giving you a heads up real quick. But I was just sharing with you, friends, that 700 students who walked out of the middle school, which is being encouraged by the principal, okay, to walk out of school in protest of the Second Amendment. She should be fired ASAP, by the way, by that community. 700 students who walked out of the middle school, where 40 were actual protesters. That's 94% of those students that were not falling in line with the proselytizers of a new faith concerning this principle. By the way, John Dumpy said that. In a magazine called Humanism, proselytizers of a new faith, turning you away from your Christian constitutional heritage. And that's exactly what's happening in public schools today. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Supreme Court back in 1962, when they voted in favor of less than 3% of the population through oligarchy. That means where few rule over many. When they said, away with prayer, student-led prayer. Here you have the Supreme Court playing the demigod. Rather than discovering and applying law, U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 1, it also tells us in there, not only are they supposed to discover and apply law, that is their purpose, by the way, but if they don't sit during good behavior, you're to remove them, Article 2, Section 4. But the American people stood down and said, okay, to the Supreme Court. See, the Supreme Court voted in favor of the 3%. So for those that are sitting on their high horse, take heed that you stand lest you fall, Scripture tells us. Don't feel secure and don't feel secure in any sense of the word that 94% of the students across the country said no to the protest.
But it's also a great signal, friends, that the students aren't as stupid as the American people want them to be or think that they are. Let me tell you, that's the furthest thing from the truth. First-hand experience. Again, go online, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, and check out some of the school kickouts and look at the students gather around me online and listen to what they have to say. Because they're not stupid. They're just trying to figure out why their parents are throwing them into the cesspool of indoctrination. 97% of them across this country that call themselves Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. That's all. So that's twofold right there, friends. A positive and a negative. You know, the Chinese have a word, and it's called crisis, and it has two different meanings. One is danger, the other is opportunity. So I'm going to split that one up right now and say, well, you can look at it and be all gloom and doomy about what's going on in this country, or you can take the door of opportunity that God has given you and walk by faith and not by sight and do all that you can do and leave the results up to Him, because He will respond as promised. And of course, I'm speaking of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. But we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. But again, I just wanted to highlight some of those things that I didn't get a chance to do during the first segment. Also wanted to let you know, through all the smoking mirrors, Republicans set to stick it to the public with omnibus bill, spending bill, going to fund sanctuary cities. You know the thing about that Bradley Dean dude, man? He talks about the same topics quite a bit. Yep, because I want you to pay attention. I don't want you to be diverted from what's really happening. And here we are again, ahead of the game, thank you to the Lord and the Holy Ghost, way ahead of the game, concerning what's going on. Do you remember, over and over and over and over, I highlighted America. That under Barack Hussein Obama, that Paul Ryan betrayed America. His $1.1 trillion, 2,000-plus page omnibus bill funds fundamental transformation of America. Not under Barack Hussein Obama, but under Donald Trump. I mean, as if to suggest Donald Trump doesn't know who Paul Ryan is. Hey folks, Paul Ryan's first major legislative achievement is a total and complete sellout of the American people masquerading as appropriations bill. Remember how they created this $1.1 trillion omnibus bill and they said that they were saving you $500 million? Just think about that. You know? Hey listen, we're creating this bill that it's going to indebt the American people and their posterity all the more, enslaving them with a new tax, but we're going to sell it to you like we're giving you a break. And the American people drank the Kool-Aid. But I want you to think about this. Paul Ryan betrayed America on December 16th of 2015 with a $1.1 trillion, 2,000-plus page omnibus bill that funds fundamental transformation of America. So folks, here the agenda goes on even under Donald. And keep in mind, again, this is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8. But I thought you might want to know what this bill that's being reported on March 18th of 2018. Yes, you heard me right. March 18th, 2018. That was just yesterday. How the Republicans are setting to stick it to you, America, with the omnibus spending bill under Donald Trump. Whoa. Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. This is in December of 16. December 16th of 2015. On March 18th, 2018, the Republicans are set to stick it to you. This was just yesterday. See, this is why I stay on topics, because I want you to lay the axe to the root of the tree rather than being caught up with all the branches of created and fabricated news, which is not news, folks. It's fake. It's created. That's why they call it fake news. But Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. Hey, friends, DACA is not going anywhere. See, remember Donald said he's going to put an end to DECA? Now he's talking about making a deal with DECA. Yep, because you've been conditioned. Did you know Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds sanctuary cities? Whoa. That's not what Donald said. That's right. But listen to me. I told you that a long time ago. It doesn't matter what Donald says. What matters is you become the strength of the law now. And you hold his feet to the fire and tell him, no, you're not. Again, it's unconstitutional. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Did you know that? Hey, folks, March 18th, 2018, Republicans set to stick it to the public with omnibus spending bill going to fund sanctuary cities, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just yesterday. Why does Bradley stay on these topics? Because we know what's coming down the road. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. That was on December 16th of 2015. But on March 2008, Republicans set to stick it to the public with omnibus spending bill going to fund sanctuary cities. Nothing's changed, friends. The agenda goes forward. And if you think otherwise, you're undoing yourself. Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlements, friends, December 16th of 2015. But what are we being told now? Well, now, friends, 3 years later almost, Republicans set to stick it to the public with omnibus spending bill going to fund sanctuary cities. Nothing's changed. The agenda goes forward. Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlements. Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens. Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign worker visa. That means they're taking your jobs away. Ryan's omnibus bill funds a tax credit for illegal aliens. You might want to pay attention to that one, friends. Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases, of course, friends, that you did not approve of. Ryan's omnibus bill fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. We'll see on that one. But my question to you, America, is why is it that you don't listen when it first comes out? Published on the sonsoflibertymedia.com by Susan Hamner, Republicans set to stick it to the public with the omnibus spending bill going to fund sanctuary cities. Boy, man, I'm telling you. See, this is why men need to be told things twice, and three times, and four times, and five times, and six times, because they don't know that they're playing and being played by the dupes of ill-designing men in this country. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to say this so people can understand. Bradley, you know, sometimes you just come across as being really cocky. You come across as being arrogant. I'm not being cocky, nor am I being arrogant. You need to make distinction between strong confidence and the fear of God. Because I've learned long ago, when the Lord starts putting something through me, man, just pay attention, because sooner or later we're going to see it manifest. And it's like when it starts to manifest, it's like, yep, there it is right there. There it is. I shared the story with my listeners many times. We had a sound guy that did a lot of the schools. I think he probably did 150, 200 of the schools that we did across the country in 24 different states. And he said to me, Bradley, matter of fact, when I first met him, he heard our message and he approached me and asked me if he could do sound across the country with us. And I said, yes, of course you can. And we took him on. But it's interesting because it's kind of like an oxymoron with him, because he said, Bradley, when I first heard you in your message that you were giving to young people across the country, he goes, I used to think you were crazy. He said, we're not having issues with guns. We're not having issues with this immorality, with the guy acting like the girl and the girl acting like the guy, and the sodomites, and then them talking about being married. And man, you talked about a lot of things back then, Bradley, that I thought you were just kind of like off base on. And I just kind of thought, well, what does that have to do with anything? What's the relevancy of what you're talking about? And he said, now I see 15 years later, everything that you were talking about is exactly where we're at. That's exactly right. That's the faithfulness of God. That's the faithfulness of the Spirit of God that is alive forevermore, who changes not. Hey, folks, I want to say this. If people try to change Scripture or add to Scripture, or omit Scripture, you know, the Bible says that the curses will be added unto them. Don't listen to them, because they're heretics. He is alive today as much as he was at the beginning of creation. He was forever. He is forever. Okay? But he's doing the same things today in our generation, because the Bible says that he's faithful to 1,000 generations, and he's found in the generation of the righteous. And when you pray and ask, he promises to hear and answer.
And it's exactly what he does. And that's why we stay close to him, because we have a responsibility that our ministry gives no offense. And no offense means we're going to give you the word of God, like it or not, because love worketh no ill. Love owes you the truth. And we're going to give you the truth of the word of God, again, like it or not. I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to jump online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Just punch in those words, it'll pull up. Hundreds of videos there at your disposal, educating you, bringing you back to the answers and which are so needed today in this country, biblical and constitutional answers. It always lies within the people to respond. That's the answer right there to bring about resolve. Showing the world your faith by your works, right? James 2, 14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. If you'd like to jump over on Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. I want to go back to something I was just talking about during the last segment concerning Paul Ryan's betrayal of America. Folks, he's right next to Donald Trump. And proving the point, it doesn't matter who the administrators are. It shows you the agenda goes forward. Until the American people stand up and shut it down, it's not going to stop. Because we know these politicians are nothing more and nothing less than a bunch of actors, paid actors, working for special interest groups. Now, in saying that, again, I've highlighted over and over again, December 16th, 2015, Paul Ryan betrays American people with a $1.1 trillion, 2,000-page omnibus bill which funds fundamental transformation of America. Okay? I'm bringing you over now to March 18th, 2018, where Susan Hamner is reporting on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Republicans set to stick it to the public with the omnibus spending bill. Listen carefully as to what she said. Listen carefully as to what people across the country are listening to. And you'll understand what I'm talking about in just a moment. Let me give you the first paragraph. If there is any lesson that the citizens of this republic, Article 4, Section 4, should learn and learn fast, it is that the Republicans are no better than the Democrats. Of course not. It's created opposition. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said it was the greatest evil under the Constitution, the two-party system. It's unconstitutional. Moreover, citizens of this republic need to ditch the R and D faction mentality, the left-right paradigm, the us versus them mindset, the conservative progressive liberal platform, and the victim-oppressor rhetoric, and begin to look at things from a constitutional anti-constitution standpoint. If you are not supporting, upholding, protecting, and defending the Constitution, then you are tearing it down. Oh my goodness. In essence, you are being an anti-constitutionalist if you're doing nothing to magnify the law of our Constitution. 20 years in ministry, 15 years later on radio, someone is finally beginning to report the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. She said, until we rid ourselves of these faction labels, politicians will continue to give the American public the shaft, she said, which Republicans are set to do once again in the up-and-coming omnibus bill lawmakers must agree upon before March 23rd, 2018. Now, I don't know why this is running through me, but I'm going to leave that topic. I'm going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm going to be picking up on this guy up and coming. There's a headline right now called Trump Prophecies Author. Trump is going nowhere. He will be president for the next 7 years. Okay, this is the guy that allegedly prophesied before Donald Trump became the president that he's here for another 7 years. I was beginning to listen to a little bit of his tape a bit ago, but he's countering Scripture. And we'll be talking about that in the up and coming days again, friends. What he had said is, he said, the enemy is pulling out every weapon in the warfare right now because he is extremely nervous. Yes, of course he is. Because God is taking the cabal down, the Illuminati, and all these people that are involved in all this stuff to try to take America down and instill the New World Order. This is what this is about, and it's getting rid of the New World Order. And then he goes on and says, as far as the White House is concerned, these people are going to get cut. They're getting cut. God is separating the wheat from the chaff right now. And if you're not on board with God's vision, you're gone. It's simple as that. Okay, now, if I can give you a real quick overview. So what this guy is saying right now, friends, is God is taking down the cabal. Now, I'm not a doom and gloomer, as you well know. I overcome that doom and gloom every day of my life. Why? Because I've been given the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And we also know that's in Galatians 2:20. And then when you go over to 1 John 2, chapter 5, you'll see that it's the faith of the Son of God that overcomes the world. Okay? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, right? But what's interesting is this man is countering Scripture at this point. So to suggest that God is on the side of 78% of the American church that disobeys at every given opportunity. Now God, according to this guy, is doing for them in which they cannot do for themselves. You know those people that hide behind prayer? Well, we'll pray about it, we'll pray about it. Well, let me tell you something. You better take your works with your prayer. Because it goes way beyond your empty prayers. And the only reason you keep talking about prayer is because you're hiding behind it, because you don't want to do nothing about the problem. The Lord said to those that keep my commandments, right? We're to keep his commandments in the doing because we have the faith. We don't do the doing to get saved. We do the doing because we are saved. We've been saved from, so we know what we've been saved for. The law condemns, right? And it says, do this and thou shalt live. Grace says, live and do this. Ephesians 2:8, read it when you get a moment. But the works are there because you have the faith of the Son of God. But this guy is countering the judgments of God. And he's encouraging the apathetic in this country. Don't worry about it. God's got everything in control. You better bet your bottom dollar he has it all under control. But he also promised the judgments upon the heads of the wicked. And don't tell me America is a righteous nation before a just and a holy God. A nation that sits back and tolerates the murder of the innocent in the womb on a daily basis. And you're telling me God's going to show mercy to a nation like that? And he's going to hold off judgments upon that country? You've got to be kidding me. Why don't you take the correlation of abortion and the Muslims? Why don't you take the correlation of suicide and abortion? The judgments of God are upon this country, period. Matter of fact, I might even do my best to get this guy on the radio and see what we can talk about. See what we can conjure up. But again, friends, what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, and I'm talking about what that scripture tells us is coming, and when I see it happening the way we're seeing it happening today, it's raining judgment, America. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I want you to understand something, church, doers of the word, not hearers only, judgment floats your boat like that of Noah. And don't forget it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. As promised, we're going to come right back to this, friends. And what is it? It is grassroots student-led protest. Think again. CIA-controlled media, school principals orchestrate walkouts. I'm going to play some audio right on the other side. Little did this principal know.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. And this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As promised, I want to highlight some of this, and I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments here. Grassroots student-led protest is the headline from the CIA-controlled media. Now, keep in mind, it was the CIA-controlled media, William Casey, the CIA director from 1981, under Reagan, by the way, to 1987, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." That's why I continuously highlight the CIA-controlled media. Okay? But you're told by the CIA-controlled media that this is all this protest, 40 out of 700 students, 94% of the population, school population, refused to protest the Second Amendment. But again, they wanted to make it and embellish it to make it bigger than, you know, than what it really is. And this is the history of the lying media. It really is. But listen carefully. The CIA-controlled media schools link together. Principals orchestrate walkout. But what they didn't know is there was a parent recording principal on the school system. Now, this is how this all transpired. Over the weekend, I received an email from my friend that's an attorney over at Liberty Counsel, who shared some interesting news. News, once again, that is in direct contrast to the truth of the matter concerning this supposed grassroots movement of a student-led anti-gun school lockout. And again, of course, what's not being reported was the students across America that stood in support of the Second Amendment, which far surpassed. And regardless, it doesn't matter. We're ruled by law as a republic, not by opinion as a democracy. Okay? And again, this information coming to you from the CIA-controlled media. Read John 8:44. In which would have you believe the propaganda that they promulgate is true. It's not true.
Again, little did the principal or the CIA-controlled media know that there was going to be one that would stand in opposition to get the truth out to us that are being lied to. Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. This parent had the internal fortitude and integrity to face off with the corrupt school administration that wants to play along with the corrupt anti-gunners. Read Luke 11:21. And these corrupt anti-gunners in Washington, D.C., as well as the CIA-controlled media that are hard at work attempting to not only indoctrinate the up-and-coming students in America, but the television watchers as well. Read 2 Corinthians 6:17. Now, this is what was sent to me. Are you ready for this, Sam? This is what was sent to me by the attorney. GCN, you're going to have to turn this up a little bit. But I want you to understand how it was sent to me. The attached recording is fantastic and illustrates the coercion and AstroTurf reality behind the supposedly grassroots student-led walkout. He said it's an absolute lie that this faculty orchestrated event was student-led. It is a blatant violation of their school board policy prohibiting political activities in the classroom and prohibiting staff from dragooning students into their own political activities. What is the public school system, friends? You have a bunch of liberal proselytizers indoctrinating them out of their constitutional Christian heritage, and not in that order. So let me go ahead and play just a little bit of this. Go ahead, Sam. Sixth grade.
Does anyone know, and do not call out, raise your hand, what day tomorrow is? Yes, sir. It's March 14th, that is correct. Does anyone know? Yes. Yes, it is the 1 month anniversary of the Florida school shooting.
It's the 1 month anniversary of the school shooting in Florida where there's not one bit of evidence.
A walkout, right? They're walking out of school. So I wanted to talk to you about the walkout.
The walkout.
How many of you plan on participating in the walkout? How many of you plan to walk out of school? Okay, so I need to let you know what the procedure is. I need to let you know what the procedure is at Hampton. You have constitutional rights.
Well, you have constitutional rights.
That's fine. We know that many individuals are walking out of school in silence for 17 minutes in honor of the 17 victims of the shooting, 17 individuals that were killed. So, at Hampton Middle School, we will support you with a walkout. However, we have it organized to ensure all of your safety. Nationwide, the walkout is at 10 a.m. We will not do it at 10 a.m. We will do it at 9:30 a.m. Why do you think we're doing it at 9:30 a.m.? No, not quite that. There's a different reason why we're doing it at 9:30.
Questions and answers.
Right, excellent. Say that nice and loud again. Right, everyone would know that we're walking out of 10. Because that's what you hear on the news.
Encouraging students to walk out.
Everywhere that you go.
In remembrance of the school shooting that allegedly took place in Parkland High School.
So you say we are walking out at 9:30, and instead of the front of the building.
Totally unconstitutional, America. And she's telling them they have constitutional rights.
And those of you who do not.
Isn't that called truancy? Yeah.
And we will have teachers in the lecture hall to assist you and have you here. And you can sit in silence here for the 17 minutes. But no one is to walk off school campus. School ground, you must stay on. You cannot leave school grounds. Once you leave school grounds, you will receive a referral and be disciplined. You have to be here in order for us to ensure your safety.
In other words, you have to do what we're telling you to do, and if you don't do it, then you're going to get in trouble for it. You have to be a part of this protest.
One person cannot go in 30 different directions because kids are going in different directions.
Okay, it goes on. I need to highlight this before the end of the hour, but she was caught on audio, and this is in Virginia. And it's interesting that the client reported to Liberty Counsel that the letter was sent the night before the walkout with the below demands. What's interesting is the next morning, the principal got on the PA system and changed the location for the students who were not participating in the walkout. They were allowed to go to the cafeteria instead of the lecture hall and were not required to sit in silence. The walkout students were also dismissed first. They had intended at first to make the non-participating students get up from class first, thereby outing themselves, and as stated in the recording and in the letters, the partial transcript, those of you who do not wish to participate in the walkout, you will come to the lecture hall and we will have teachers to assist you into the lecture hall and you can sit in silence for the 17 minutes. You must follow the plan that we have in place. So this principal is giving directives that you're either a part of it or this is what you are. They were going to punish them for not being a part of it. Well, that completely backfired. See, the more you tell them not to do something, the more they want to do it. See, when the commandment comes, sin revives. Read Romans 7 when you get a moment. That's a different topic. But again, keep in mind, after all of this ado by the principal, the CIA-controlled media, and out of the 700 students that she was addressing, only 40 students were actually there to protest. Isn't that crazy? The rest had recess. They were screaming chaos and played tag. I mean, folks, you need to think about what's happening here. And this is why, again, let me reiterate the point. This is why the media literally attacked me every time I went into a public school. Because they don't want the students to know that they're being proselytized. They're being converted to something that is un-American and un-Christian at every given turn, to accept anything and everything that God condemns. And America, that's not what made us great. What made us great is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. But after the letter came from Liberty Counsel, the demands were put on them. And by the way, I've been through this three times where schools tried to shut me down and we got involved real quick. We had lawsuits on desks the very next day. And the only thing that they don't offer you after that point is a steak dinner and a lobster dinner. See, because they are resting in the fact that nobody's going to stand up against their tyrannical, un-American, unconstitutional, and illegal ways across this country. But one parent stood up, and because of that one parent, demands were put on the school, and this teacher, this principal, has reversed almost literally everything that she meant to do and say. She reversed it. She's backstepping. Yep. Because she knows the law's on our side, America. See, this is one of the things, my friends, my attorneys across the country, it's not just Liberty Counsel. It's others. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute's another one. Where are the Christians that are willing to take it to the enemy's camp? Because that's all I see in Scripture the Christians doing, that are willing to take it all the way through for our posterity. We need to rise in Jesus' name. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.